Good morning. This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado is starting to see a slight uptick in COVID-19 and flu levels in wastewater and visits to emergency departments, though both remain relatively low. The state's chief medical officer, Dr. Ned Colonge, says typically that will change, sometimes sharply, as winter arrives and more people catch respiratory bugs. With the holidays and indoor gatherings coming soon, he says now is a perfect time to get vaccinated.
We're still very early in the respiratory virus season, and we can get protected now so that we have that protection when rates start to go up.
About 1 in 10 Coloradans have gotten a COVID-19 vaccine, and 1 in 5 got a flu shot. More than 45,000 acres in the San Luis Valley have been transferred into federal hands. Colorado's State Land Board approved the transfer on Thursday. Proponents say the $43 million sale is key to ensuring clean drinking water and irrigation. Former Senator Ken Salazar said in a statement that the transfer also protects a way of life for people living in the San Luis Valley. Another mild day on tap for Denver and the Front Range and Palmer Divide, with sunny skies and temps in the low 70s. It'll be 71 and sunny today in Colorado Springs. In the high country, expect partly sunny skies in Vail with a high of 56, and in Grand Junction, more clouds than sun with temperatures around 67 degrees. This is CPR News in KRCC. Thanks for being here this morning. I'm so glad you're here.